Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I'm Beth Broadway. I'm the president and CEO of Interfaith Works in Central New York.
Beth, we'd like our listeners to better understand what is being done to clear the way for Ukrainian refugees to arrive in the U.S.
Tracy, what's being done is that initially the president, no matter who is president, has the ability to make a determination as to whether refugees can come and in what numbers every year. And then when there's a crisis of the nature that we're seeing with the Ukraine, the president can add to what he has set for this nation. And so that has been done by President Biden, who made the determination that the United States would receive 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. And now that may seem like a drop in the bucket compared to the 4 million people that have fled from the Ukraine, but many of them will not want to emigrate anywhere else. They're probably going to wait out this conflict until they are able to return home or make another decision. And so the 100,000 that we're talking about right now that are going to be able to come to the United States will likely be people who have a medical crisis or whose homes have been completely demolished and they know they will never be able to go home, or for some other reasons, like maybe they are elderly or they have family members here who can sponsor them, that will come. So what will happen is they will begin to come quickly under this program, but they will need to go to the U.S. embassies in whatever country they are in, and they will have to apply for asylum, being able to come, being able to make the case that it's not safe for them to go home, there's no home for them to go back to, and that they prefer to come to the United States.
There are so many aspects that are involved getting them here. How do you and your team at Interfaith help in the resettlement process? Like, once they're here, then what?
Yes, when people are posted to us, and that happens through the U.S. State Department working with one of the national faith organizations. So our faith organization that we work with is the Episcopal Church and their Episcopal Migration Ministries. So the U.S. State Department will contact EMM and they will say, how many refugees do you think the people in your network, there are 10 of us, there are 10 refugee agencies in their network, how many will they be able to receive of this 100,000? And they will do the same with each of the, there's Church World Services, there's the Catholic Diocese, et cetera. So there are 9 different national faith organizations that receive refugees. So they will work with us and we will make determinations based on whether we can find housing for them, whether the school system can take children in the large numbers. We will also look at the situation with medical needs and how many people with severe medical needs can our hospitals and our systems handle, et cetera. So once it's been decided that this family is coming or that family is coming, we will get notification of the date that they're going to come. In the recent Afghan crisis, we were getting less than a week's notice that a family was coming. So we rush around and we find an apartment that will hold the size of the family. And if they have accessibility or handicap issues where we're going to have to find accessible, affordable housing, we work very hard to make that happen before they get here. We meet them at the airport, pick them up, and we take them to the home that we have set up for them. And that home is very dependent on the community's donations. So we have to have a bed for every person and a bowl and a spoon and a kitchen chair for every person at a kitchen table and lamps and couches and a television and all the things that a family would need. So we get all of that donated to us. And then those houses are set up. And, you know, many times faith communities will do quilting for us. And so we'll have nice quilts on the beds and things like that say to them, we're going to help you get your life started here. That first night, we have a hot meal for them in the style of their eating, what they like to eat. And then if there's a family member here or somebody in the Ukrainian community who wants to cook that meal, we make sure that they're connected and they automatically get to meet their countrymen. I would also say that during this period of time from the airport into the next 3 months, we have people who can translate for them if they don't speak English.
That's
and we
huge.
Help them. It is huge, yes. And we do make sure that their children get enrolled in school. We make sure that the parents get enrolled in adult education classes if they don't have English. We do an assessment of them as to what kind of jobs they're capable of doing. And we make inquiries with employers on whether they can hire people with limited English skills or with the skills that people bring. But most of the time, refugees and evacuees will take any job.